What up, what up, what up? It's the Kid Polo Pool, and it's the Man Stash Minute, dropping another gem within our Black History Month series. So let's get into it. She was born into a Mississippi sharecropping family. She spent much of her early life in the cotton fields. This woman became involved with the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee in 1962, through which she led voting drives and relief efforts. In 1964, she co-founded and ran for Congress as a member of the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, drawing national attention to their cause at that year's Democratic Convention. Hammer continued her activism through her declining health and until her untimely death in 1977. And this is the beautiful life and legacy of Fannie Lou Hammer. If it sounds good, well, please check it out. It's the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
What up, what up, guys? This is the Man Stash Minute, and today we are celebrating the life and legacy of Fannie Lou Hammer. Hammer was born Fannie Lou Towson on October 6, 1917, in Montgomery County, Mississippi. The youngest of 20 children, her parents were sharecroppers in the Mississippi Delta area. Hammer began working in the fields when she was only 6 years old. Around the age of 12, Hammer dropped out of school in order to work full-time and help out her family. She continued to work as a sharecropper after her 1944 marriage to Perry Papp Hammer. The couple toiled on a cotton plantation in Ruralville, Mississippi, eventually adopting children. Hammer was unable to have children of her own while undergoing surgery to remove a tumor. She was given a hysterectomy without her consent. In the summer of 1962, Hammer made a life-changing decision to attend a local meeting held by the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or acronym SNCC, who encouraged African Americans to register to vote. On August 31, 1962, she traveled with 17 others to the county courthouse in Indianola to accomplish this goal. They encountered opposition from local and state law enforcement along the way. Only Hammer and one other person were allowed to fill out an application. Such bravery came at a high price for Hammer. She was fired from her job and driven from the plantation she had called home for nearly two decades just for registering to vote. But these actions only solidify Hammer's resolve to help other African Americans get the right to vote. According to the New York Times, she said, "They kicked me off the plantation. They set me free. It's the best thing that can happen. Now I can work for my people." Hammer became a community organizer for the SNCC in 1962 and dedicated her life to the fight for civil rights. She spearheaded voter registration drives and relief efforts, but her involvement in the civil rights movement often left her in harm's way. During the course of her activist career, Hammer was threatened, arrested, beaten, and shot at. In 1963, after she and other activists were arrested, she was beaten so badly in Winona, Mississippi, that she suffered permanent kidney damage. In 1964, Hammer helped found the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party, establishing the opposition to help state's all-white delegation to that year's Democratic Convention and announce her bid for Congress. Although she lost the Democratic Party, she brought the civil rights struggle in Mississippi to the attention of the entire nation during a televised session at the convention. Along with our focus on voter registration, Hammer set up organizations to increase business opportunities for minorities and to provide childcare and other family services. She helped establish the National Women's Political Caucus in 1971. Diagnosed with breast cancer in 1976, Fannie Hammer continued to fight for civil rights. She died on March 14, 1977, in a hospital in Mound Bayou, Mississippi. Hundreds crowded into Ruralville Church to say goodbye to this tireless champion for racial equality. Andrew Young Jr., then a U.S. delegate to the United Nations, delivered a eulogy in which he declared that the progress of the civil rights movement had been made through the sweat and blood of activists like Hammer. None of us would be where we are today had she not been there. The activist is buried in the peaceful Fannie Lou Hammer Memorial Garden in Ruralville beneath a tombstone engraved with one of her famous quotes, "I am sick and tired of being sick and tired." And ladies and gentlemen, this is the great Fannie Lou Hammer. And you guys out there, continue to put in your blood and sweat into it. Don't Don't give up, but wear your mask though while you're out there. It's the Mask Stash Minute. Polo Paul signing out. Bow.
I love you, Daddy.